Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Coming up on Monday, June 24th at 6:30 p.m., the African American Experience in the Vietnam War. Retired Technical Sergeant Leonard Hawk Hunter describes his experience in the U.S. Air Force, including racism in the military, his assigned missions, and the dramatic impact of the Montagnard people on his life. This will take place at the Cameron Village Regional Library, located at 1930 Clark Avenue in Raleigh. For more information, you can call the library at 919-856-6723. And again, that lecture will take place on Monday, June 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cameron Village Regional Library. In music in Carrboro, the Carper family will be performing on June 22nd at the Art Center in Carrboro. Last year at Austin's Saxaw, this cheekily named hometown trio of young women playing old-time music on acoustic guitar, upright bass, and fiddle joined a lineup that consisted largely of acts from the city's old-school pop underground. The bill seemed ill-fated on the surface, but the Carpers' local peers wound up expressing sincere appreciation for the trio's ability to infuse traditional music with a contemporary kick. They captured that magic on their third album, Old Fashioned Gal, which came out 3 weeks ago. This performance will take place again at the Art Center in Carrboro on June 22nd at 8 p.m. Tickets are $6 to $14, and for more information, you can go to their website at artscenterlive.org. And again, that's all one word, artscenterlive.org. On Friday, June 21st at Saxapaha, Ricky Skaggs will be performing at the Haw River Ballroom. Ricky Skaggs has been destined for greatness since toddlerhood. He joined Bill Monroe and Flatten Scruggs on stage by the age of 7. As a teen, he backed Ralph Stanley. Skaggs is a historian of old-timey music, but he's not fully bound by four walls. Last year's Music to My Ears, his 10th release or collaboration in the new millennium, spotlights his versatility and seamless craft. It ranges from traditional Doc Watson tribute Tennessee Stud to the haunting country folk Gibbs Brothers Payon Soldier Son to the goofy swine anthem You Can't Hurt Ham. Charlotte's Over Mountain Men opens. This performance takes place again at the Haw River Ballroom on June 21st at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are between $25 and $27. And for more information, you can go to their website at hawriverballroom.com. And again, that's all one word, hawriverballroom.com. A couple of performances are coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Their phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. June 28th and 29th, Paul Reiser will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Paul Reiser has a long list of accomplishments in the comedy world, most notable co-starring with Helen Hunt in the long-running sitcom Mad About You. He helped to create the show, and for his role as Paul Buckman, he received nominations for an Emmy, a Golden Globe, a Screen Actors Guild Award, and an American Comedy Award. Prior to Mad About You, Reiser starred for 2 years in the sitcom My Two Dads. Reiser has also written 3 books, Couplehood, about the ups and downs of being in a committed relationship, Babyhood, about his experiences as a first-time father, and Familyhood, a collection of humorous essays. Reiser has been seen on all the late-night talk shows. He has made a guest appearance as himself in the Larry David HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm. He also starred on the big screen in Aristocrats and Funny People. Again, Paul Reiser will be performing June 28th and 29th at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Also at Goodnight's Comedy Club, D.L. Hewley will be performing July 5th through the 7th, and this performance is rated R, so the audience must be 21 or older. A true king of comedy, D.L. has earned the reputation. D.L. currently stars in his own one-hour special for HBO entitled Unapologetic. The special, D.L.'s fourth for the network, the others were in 1992, 1994, and 1999, premiered in September and is currently available on DVD. Taped before a live audience in the historic Lincoln Theater in Washington, D.C., the special features his take on the immigration debate, Cuban refugees, airplane restrictions, the N-word, Don Imus and freedom of speech, the price of gasoline and cocaine, the NRA, and more. In its review, The Hollywood Reporter says, "The likable Hughley is the real deal, a guy who comes with his A-material and nails every line with smarts and savvy, connecting with the audience from the first minute through the last." In conjunction with the release of the DVD, Hughley recently embarked on a national comedy tour, the Unapologetic Tour. DL can also be seen as the newest host of HBO's Def Comedy Jam, which premiered early January. He also recently hosted VH1's Critics' Choice Awards, as well as Comedy Central's Last Laugh. Hughley was recently seen hosting the new BET series, SOB, Socially Offensive Behavior, last summer, which enjoyed spectacular ratings in its debut run. As the star and producer of his namesake television show that ran on ABC and UPN, The Hughleys, DL is also known as one of the standout comedians on the hit comedy docufilm The Original Kings of Comedy. It was this best-selling comedy tour and film of the same name that launched DL, as well as fellow comedians Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, and Cedric the Entertainer, into career overdrive. Since his run on the tour and film of the same name, DL has appeared in numerous films, including his dramatic feature film debut, Shackles. A veteran of numerous talk show appearances, DL switched the tables in 2005, hosting his own talk show on Comedy Central, Weekends at the DL. In addition, DL has headlined several comedy specials, including DL Hughley, Going Home, and DL Hughley Live. His one-hour comedy special, Shocked and Appalled, aired last year on Comedy Central and also released his comedy CD notes from the GED. Again, DL Hughley will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club July 5th through the 7th. Just a reminder, the audience must be 21 or older. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, the Indigo Girls will be performing Saturday, June 29th at 8 p.m. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2110 Blue Ridge Road, and that is in Raleigh. You can call the for ticket information, you can call the box office at 919-715-5923. The prices for this performance, $40 for reserved seating and $35 if you're a member of the museum. $27 general admission and $22 if you're a member of the museum. $13.50 for ages 7 through 18 for general admission only. Children 6 and under are free for general admission only. Revered musicians and activists Amy Ray and Emily Saylors met in elementary school outside Atlanta and began performing together as the B-Band in high school. The two made their first recordings as the Indigo Girls in 1985 and have gone on to sell more than 12 million albums. The duo gained traction in the late 1980s at a time when women folk singers and songwriters were on the ascendancy, but Amy and Emily had a staying power that eluded many of their contemporaries. Their breakthrough album for Epic Records, Indigo Girls, in 1989, featured a guest vocal from R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe, won the Grammy for Best Folk Recording, and eventually went platinum. Their 14th studio album, Beauty Queen Sister, finds them in top traditional form, says AllMusic Guide. Countless trends have come and gone, but the popularity of the Indigo Girls has barely waned since the 1980s, said David Dye, host of NPR music program World Cafe. The duo's sweet and sour folk music is just as heavily influenced by rock and world music as it is by the likes of Joni Mitchell. And the Shadowboxers will open for the Indigo Girls. Again, that performance is Saturday, June 29th at 8 p.m. For ticket information, you can call the museum box office at 919-715-5923. Also coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art, the Ducks, and that's spelled D-U-H-K-S. They will be performing Saturday, July 13th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance, $25 for reserved seating, $20 if you're a member of the museum, $18 for general admission, $13 if you're a member of the museum, $9 for ages 7 through 18 for general admission only, and children 6 and under are free, and again, that's general admission only. It's not surprising that North Carolina audiences have taken to the Canadian string band, the Ducks, well, like ducks to water. Inspired by the passion and drive of traditional Celtic and Appalachian string band music, but knowing no boundaries, the Ducks perform a mix of contemporary, traditional, and original tunes with irresistible energy and musicianship. Think Carolina Chocolate Drops. Longtime Ducks fan will be pleased to know that the band is bringing the original lineup, banjoist Leonard Podolak, fiddler Tanya Elizabeth, guitarist Jordan McConnell, percussionist Scott Sr., and singer Jesse Harvey. This is a quote about the band from Scott Alaric from the Boston Globe. Canada's premier neo-tradesters romp from world beat to blues, urban pop to old-timey, with wild-eyed invention, haunting traditionalism, and spine-rattling groove. Again, the Ducks will be performing Saturday, July 13th at 8 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. That number for the box office again is 919-715-5923. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, on June 22nd, the North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest Series presents Broadway blockbusters. The Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. For ticket information, you can call the box office there at 919-462-2052. This performance from the North Carolina Symphony will be $30 for table seating and $28 for the lawn. And again, this performance is June 22nd. This concert will definitely have audiences leaving the concert humming. Join Maestro Curry and the orchestra for an evening of Broadway blockbusters. Mega hits such as Defying Gravity from Wicked, I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables, The Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera, plus hits from The Music Man and Fiddler on the Roof and The Sound of Music. Gates will open at 5 p.m., and the concert does start at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices, $30 again for table seats and $28 for lawn tickets. All prices will increase by $2 the day of the event. Kids 12 and under are free. Also coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on June 29th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Series presents Halts the Planets, an HD Odyssey. The symphony plays music that is out of this world when it performs Halts the Planets, an HD Odyssey. Conductor William Henry Curry will guide listeners on the ultimate journey through the galaxy with Gustav Holst's symphonic powerhouse, The Planets, live with high-definition images from NASA projected on a giant screen above the orchestra. Gates will open at 5 p.m. and the concert will start at 8 p.m. Ticket prices, $35 for table seats and $33 for lawn tickets. Again, all prices will increase $2 the day of the event. Kids 12 and under are free. And again, for more ticket information, you can call them at 919-462-2052. It's a free show on 4th of July at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Celebrate our nation's birthday in spectacular style at Cary Booth Amphitheater with patriotic performances by the Cary Town Band and the North Carolina Symphony. In what promises to make guests proud to be an American, gates will open at 3 p.m. so patrons can come early and spread out blankets and picnics on the amphitheater lawn. For those who want a special reserve seat, the Booth Amphitheater is once again offering the four-seat tables for purchase. The price is $125 per table and includes Lumpy's Ice Cream, a star-spangled swirl bread from Great Harvest Bread Company, and preferred parking. Tickets may be purchased at the amphitheater box office only. In addition, kids young and old will want to watch the boats from the Triangle Model Yacht Club as they set sail on Symphony Lake. The fun starts at 3 p.m. That's not enough. There will also be an ice cream eating contest sponsored by Lumpy's Ice Cream, a frozen t-shirt contest, watermelon eating contest, magician, face painter, scavenger hunt, and new for 2013, a 50-foot Ferris wheel. Patriotic performances and music combined with family-friendly activities in an atmosphere that is second to none makes the 4th of July celebration at Booth Amphitheater the premier event in the Triangle. As the last note fades, Booth Amphitheater will cap off the celebration with an incredibly spectacular fireworks display. Tarps, blankets, and chairs allowed within venue gates. Staking, tent grills, and open flames are not permitted. The concert is free and open to the public. So a quick thing of some schedules of events. All the festivities are free with the exception of the Ferris wheel rides. 3 p.m., the gates open. 3:30 to 7, the kids' activities, scavenger hunt, Happy Dan the Magic Man, face painters, and more. 3 to 8 p.m., the Ferris wheel overlooking Symphony Lake. Now, that price will be $5 for two riders, $3 for single riders. 3:30, the Triangle Model Yacht Club on Symphony Lake. 4:30, the Frozen T-shirt contest. 5 o'clock, the Watermelon Eating Contest. 5:30, Lumpy's Ice Cream Eating Contest. 5:45, the Cary Town Band will be at the main stage. 7:30 will be the North Carolina Symphony at the main stage, with fireworks immediately following the concert. It's time to read some upcoming events through Pinecone. New Bluegrass Jam at the Falls Dam Country Store, located at 9745 Fonville Road in Wake Forest, will take place at the first and third Fridays of the month. Larry Sutherland, owner of the Falls Dam Country Store, located behind Falls Dam at the Neuse River Trailhead, has just started a bluegrass jam, and everyone is invited. The jam meets on the first and third Fridays of each month. Want to learn more? Call 919-322-1711. The store hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. High-strung violins and guitars offers workshops in fiddle, guitar, and more. They are located at 1805 Markham Street in Durham. High Strung began as a repair shop on the second floor at the corner of 9th and Perry in Durham about 25 years ago. The store has changed hands and changed purpose several times throughout the years, moving from instrument repair to instrument building, and now to a balance of retail and repair. In addition to their shop on Broad Street, they also offer two standing jam sessions. The Durham Ukulele Jam will be on the first and third Mondays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. The Old Time Learning Jam every Tuesday night from 6:30 p.m. These events are free and open to the public. Unless otherwise noted, you will need to bring your own instrument, and please be advised that the shop has a cat in residence. Again, this will all take place at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1805 Markham Street in Durham. Also coming up is an Irish music session Sunday, June 23rd and the 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog, located at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Tiernanog and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Ted at terd@mindspring.com for more information. Again, that email is terd@mindspring.com. So coming up, there's a bluegrass jam Monday, June 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe. The Busy Bee Cafe is located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9, and it's the number 9, at hotmail.com. Again, those email addresses are Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9, and again, that's the number 9, at hotmail.com. The Shape Note Sing will be meeting at the Friends Meeting House on June 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Friends Meeting House is located at 625 Tower Street in Raleigh. The Shape Note Sing meets in Durham and in Raleigh. The Shape Note Singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available. Contact Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630 or visit the Shape Note Singers website at ncshapenote.org. Again, you can contact Linda at 919-233-4630 or their website at ncshapenote.org. Coming up on Friday, June 28th at 7 p.m., the Snyder Family Band featuring Bluegrass Music Camp students will be performing at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. The culminating performance for students from Pinecone's third annual Bluegrass Camps for Youth will feature the students opening for North Carolina's own The Snyder Family Band, which features 17-year-old Zeb Snyder on guitar and mandolin and his sister, 14-year-old Samantha, on fiddle. Their father, Bud, backs them up on upright bass. Their mother, Lane, occasionally joins them for some three-part harmonies, and their younger brother, 7-year-old Owen, is also learning to sing and play bluegrass guitar. They have recently released a new album, Building Bridges, which includes 12 original songs, 11 of which were written by either Samantha or Zeb. The camp includes students ages from 8 to 16 learning guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and songwriting. Charles Petty of the Shady Grove Band will teach the beginner and intermediate mandolin tracks. Jan Johansson will teach beginner and intermediate guitar tracks. Patty Hopkins of Kicking Grass will instruct the students in the beginner and intermediate fiddle tracks. And Kicking Grass leader Linda Dawson will teach songwriting. Enjoy a night of bluegrass under the stars with members of the next generation of bluegrass musicians. When Bud and Lane Snyder started their kids in classical music lessons, they didn't expect to find them on stage other than a recital here and there. Now music is a big part of life for the whole family. As Zeb and Samantha began to perform more often as a duo, their music interest turned toward bluegrass. Eventually, their dad was surprised by an upright bass on his birthday, and it was only a matter of time before Bud would join them on stage. Samantha began playing classical violin at the age of 3 in the Suzuki method. By age 4, she was playing duets with Zeb, who was learning classical guitar. At age 7, she started taking fiddle lessons, playing in jam sessions, and competing in fiddlers' conventions. In 2007, she won first place at the Jimmy Edmonds Homecoming Competition at the Blue Ridge Music Center in Galax, Virginia. When she was 9, she became the youngest person ever to win the prestigious Fiddler of the Festival Award at Fiddler's Grove in Union Grove, home of the oldest fiddler's competition in North America. Samantha also sings lead and harmony vocals. Zeb began classical guitar lessons at the age of 7 and built a great musical foundation in the Suzuki method. When he became interested in bluegrass, he discovered flat picking. He progressed by leaps and bounds and eagerly joined in any jam session. Zeb has won many guitar competitions. In 2007, he won the top prize at the Jimmy Edmonds Homecoming Competition at the Blue Ridge Music Center in Galax. In 2011, he earned the title of South Carolina State Guitar Champion at Reno Fest. And Zeb recently worked with Corey Smith of the Smith Family Band to produce a documentary about young bluegrass musicians, Generation Bluegrass, which premiered at the 2012 IBMA Fan Fest. Share an evening celebrating one of North Carolina's cultural treasures, bluegrass, as performed by some of the next generation's rising talents. Bring your friends, families, blankets, cushions, lawn chairs, picnic baskets, no alcohol, and enjoy an evening of live music under the stars. Again, the Snyder Family Band, featuring the Bluegrass Music Camp students, performing Friday, June 28th, at 7 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. Time to read some more upcoming events. On Friday, June 21st, Carolina Voices featuring Red Rover, Captain Luke, and Big Ron will be performing at Southern Village in Chapel Hill. Phone number for more information is 919-933-4422. Also coming up on Friday, June 21st, John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff will be performing as part of the Bynum Front Porch Music Series at the Bynum General Store. For more information, you can go to their website at bynumfrontporch.org, and that's spelled bynumfrontporch.org. On Wednesday, June 26th, Teacup Gin will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Phone number for more information is 919-833-8898. On Thursday, June 27th, Mike Compton and Joe Newberry will be performing at the Art Center in Carrboro. The phone number for them for more information is 919-929-2787. On Friday, June 28th, Native Threads featuring Lakota John and Kin and Pura Fay will be performing at the Southern Village in Chapel Hill. Phone number for more information, you can call them at 919-933-4422. On Saturday, June 29th, the Honey Dewdrops with South Carolina Broadcasters are performing at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Again, that phone number for more information is 919-929-2787. Also, for any performances at the Arts Center in Carrboro, you can also visit their website at artscenterlive.org. And Arts Center Live is all one word. Sunday, June 30th, the Gravy Boys will be performing at the Fletcher Park Sundays in the Park Concert Series, and that is located in Raleigh. For more information, you can go to their website, gravyboys.com. Finally, just a quick thing about a couple of events that are coming up in July. Saturday, July 13th at 6 p.m., the Brian Horton Quartet will be performing as part of Pinecone & Carry at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. That is located at 801 High House Road in Carry. The rain site for that will be Kiwanis Shelter in Bond Park, and this concert will be free and open to the public. On Monday, July 22nd at 10 a.m., the Down Home Concert tickets will go on sale for Pinecone members. And then on Monday, July 29th at 10 a.m., the Down Home Concert tickets will go on sale for the general public. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.